Reverend Walker was a civil rights leader in Milwaukee in the 1960s. He's gone on to national and international efforts, including the Pastors for Peace caravan to Cuba. That trek takes medical and educational supplies to Cuba, challenging a U.S. blockade and travel ban. With Raul Castro taking over for Fidel Castro as Cuba's leader, some in the U.S. are hoping for warmer relations with Cuba. Reverend Walker says don't count on Cuba to change.
It will not make concessions to allow the U.S. to come in and dominate the country. It will continue on its path of sovereignty, of independence, of a commitment to use its resources to help its people.
Walker says the U.S. could now use the change in Cuban leadership to reconsider its blockade. But Walker says the result of this year's presidential election may be key. Walker says likely Republican candidate John McCain would be unlikely to change current U.S. policy.
McCain is locked into the Republican commitment to an end of socialism in Cuba. That's going to be unacceptable to Cuba.
Walker says Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton was part of a Bill Clinton presidency that signed laws tightening the blockade. Walker says Senator Barack Obama needs to be more specific about a Cuba policy, but offers a voice of hope for change. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.